Good morning, Jack and Corey. Pleasure to be back here.
Just remind folks about your service, if you could, for a moment.
So I was actually a New York City police sergeant assigned to the emergency service unit.
Okay, well, we had a few interviews lined up here. Well, that's right. Brian, of course, you were in with our friend from the New Hampshire State Police. Yeah, Seth. Well, what were your thoughts after the weekend?
So myself and Trooper Gar, we made our trek down to New York to pay tribute to our fallen and to comfort the families. We started in the South Bronx at my former station, where we hold a memorial service for my friends from my truck who died heroically that day. And it's very comforting to see the expression on the families' faces when they see you there. They really do appreciate that we're there and that we've not forgotten their loved ones. It's actually really comforting for me, and I know Seth agrees, that when we see them, it helps us to remember our friends. I get a big hug from Greg Danz when he sees me. Greg lost his little brother, Vincent. Vincent was my partner when I was a patrol sergeant, and I actually credit Vincent with saving my life in 1991. And Vincent's last words were to his wife in a phone message from the South Tower. He said, "Hon, it's 9:50. I'm at the World Trade Center. I'm up in the building. Say a prayer that we get some of these people out. I'm okay, but say a prayer for me. I love you." Well, Jack, I know Vincent, and based on that message, he knew damn well he wasn't getting out of that building. So we hit that service in the Bronx, nice memorial, nice to see the families. Then we headed out to Long Island to meet up with another group of emergency service officers where we go to the grave sites of our fallen, and we stop and reflect at each one of those sites. And we did run into more family members there, and again, I know our presence was very much appreciated. From there, I know one last thing. You know, we headed over to a local tavern where my unit gathers to decompress and share some stories of the good times we had with our brothers. If you have time, I do want to tell you a couple of few things that went on when we were down there.
I would love to, and I want to say, just because we had an Army Ranger also in queue, we're going to stay with you, Brian. Brian was in our studios Thursday with Seth Gar. Brian Wall, former Emergency Services New York City police officer when 9/11 happened, moved to New Hampshire, now with the Peterborough Fire Department, still in public service. But Brian sharing his story going back on Saturday. Continue, Brian, please.
Sure. Let me just tell you a few things. Number one, we were all in disbelief that it's been 20 years. I must have heard that 100 times. I can't believe it's been 20 years. There was a different vibe this time, though. I got to tell you, there was a definite undertone of anger. Anger that after 20 years, we're probably less safe now because of this disaster in Afghanistan. And let me tell you, New York cops and New York firefighters, they're mad. Unfortunately, we hit another very sad milestone this year. We now have more people who have died of the after effects of 9/11 than died that day. So more people are believed to have died from 9/11-related illnesses than those killed on September 11th in the terrorist attacks. And that's coming from the Justice Department and the Victims Compensation Fund. They finally acknowledged it last week. There were actually 2,996 people killed on 9/11, while the federal statistics show that 3,311 people enrolled in the CDC's World Trade Center Health Program have died. And that number just went up again by one, as I was just notified that another New York City police officer died last night of 9/11 cancer, 55 years old. And also while down there, you know, at that tavern, I was getting information, more devastating news of more friends who have been recently diagnosed with 9/11-related illnesses. Two are suffering from pancreatic cancer, which we all know is a death sentence.
Right.
And two others with advanced stage colon cancer. These are young men. They're in their 50s. So, yeah, this trip was emotionally exhausting, but it was a must-do and a will-do. And every year I will to honor those fallen. Never forget.
Brian Wall, thanks for sharing that. You answered my next question. What was it really like when you talked with your colleagues? You just answered the question. A lot of mixed emotions, to say the least. Thank you so much for your continued service. Stay safe. Godspeed. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you, Jack. God bless America.